We're back with the second hour of the Feel Good Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. This is your co-host Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Dr. Al Korns. So I hope you stick around for the next hour. We've got some fine modern mainstream jazz ahead of us. And in this second hour, we're going to continue to highlight the recorded work of George Shearing as recorded live by Capitol Records in the late 50s and 60s. This is a fine working group that they stuck together for quite some time, and George Shearing had quite a success with this particular ensemble. Dr. Korns in the first hour played Love for Sale by Cole Porter with the Buddy Rich Band. And so we're going to play another version of Love for Sale by Cole Porter by the George Shearing Quintet. This is the Quintet Live at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium in February of 1963, Santa Monica, California. And we have George Shearing, of course, on piano. It should be Gary Burton there on vibes. I see Vernell Fournier is here on drums. He worked out of Chicago for quite some time. And so let's listen to Love for Sale.
Here with the trio is an old Cole Porter tune, Lunch for Sale. Thank you.
That was George Shearing on piano, live from the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium in Santa Monica, California, February of 63. Most of the tracks here tonight by Shearing that we're highlighting on Capitol Records are quintets. We usually have vibes or maybe guitar and harmonica. On that was just a trio and fine brushwork there by Vanel Fournier, who was a drummer for the I'm a Jamal Trio for quite some time out of Chicago. Quite a drummer. So what's next on the playlist, Al?
Next we'll hear from Clifford Brown and Max Roach. This is from an LP entitled Brown and Roach Incorporated. And it features Clifford on trumpet and Max Roach on drums, Richie Powell on piano, Harold Land on tenor sax, and George Morrow on bass. The tune was written by Clifford, and it's entitled Sweet Clifford. But Max Roach was not to be outdone here because he throws in an extended drum solo, which I guess I'll have to dedicate to my wife because she loves drum solos so much. Thank you. was Sweet Clifford, a tune written by Clifford Brown, and with Clifford there on trumpet and Max Roach on drums, both demonstrating their complete command of their instruments. And Richie Powell on piano and Harold Land on tenor sax, not to be outdone either. And George Morrow on bass, helping to keep everyone together. That was from an LP released on the Marcy label in 1955 entitled Brown and Morrow Incorporated.
We're now going to continue to highlight the recorded work on Capitol Records live in circa 1959, about 1965, by the George Shearing Quintet. It was a very, very popular group, worked very steadily over the years. And this is live at the Claremont College in Claremont, California, in March of 1958. Great old standard written by Walter Donaldson called Little White Lies.
Just making doubly sure that we're in tune, because it's more professional that way. Glad we're not having the usual trouble with the amplifier on the guitar. You know, usually we have trouble in Washington because, as you know, you see the amplifier on the guitar is AC, and as you know, Washington's...
right. That was the George Strait Quintet, as recorded by Capitol Records back in March of 58, live at the Claremont College in Claremont, California. Great old standard written by Walter Donson called Little White Lies. Now, what's up next, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from trumpet artist Buck Clayton with a group he put together. It's from a Columbia LP released in 1959 entitled Songs for Swingers. And in addition to Buck on trumpet, we'll hear from Dickie Wells on trombone, Earl Warren on alto sax, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Al Williams on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, and Herbie Lavelle on drums. And this is a tune Buck wrote. I'm not sure if he was hungry at the time or what, but he entitled it Buckini. Mm-hmm. That was Buckini, a tune written by Buck Clayton and featuring Buck on trumpet, Dickie Wells on trombone, Earl Warren on alto sax, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Al Williams on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, and Hervey Lavelle on drums. That was from a Columbia LP released in 1959 entitled Songs for Swingers.
Next is a live recording done by Capitol Records of the George Shearing Quintet in the Crescendo, a jazz club. It was a noted jazz club in L.A. in March of 58. And this is a great jazz composition written by a trumpet man that we've played and highlighted all down through the years on this show, Clifford Brown. It's called Joy Spring.
And here is yet another spring song, one closely associated with the late Clifford Brown, Joy Spring. Thank you.
track was recorded live at the Crescendo, a noted jazz club in L.A., California, March of 58. And that was Capel's release of the George Shearing Quintet Live. And that was a composition written by the great trumpet man Clifford Brown called Joy Spring. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Bud Freeman. It's from an LP entitled Summer Concert 1960. And it features Bud on tenor sax, Red Allen on trumpet, Tyree Glenn on trombone, Gene Schroeder on piano, Bob Haggard on bass, and George Wetling on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Harry Ax, Sam Lewis, and Joe Young entitled Dinah. Bud Freeman and his group with the classic tune Dinah, and it featured Bud on tenor sax, Red Allen on trumpet, Tyree Glenn on trombone, Gene Schroeder on piano, Bob Haggard on bass, and George Wetling on drums. That was from a Swingville LP released in 1960 entitled Summer Concert 1960.
In our travels around the country with the George Shearing Quintet, all recorded live by Capitol Records in the late 50s and early 60s, we now find the George Shearing Quintet at the Santa Monica Auditorium in Santa Monica, California, circa February 1963. And here the quintet takes a little run at a nice little bop line written by one of those great piano players out of Philadelphia, Ray Bryant, and it's called Bel Air.
Here's a composition written by Ray Bryant, a very talented pianist and composer, called Bel Air.
Nice swinging up-tempo bop line done by the George Shearing Quintet, Santa Monica, California, the Santa Monica Auditorium. A little composition put together by another great piano player out of Philadelphia, Ray Bryant. Well, for the better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lenquist, along with my co-host, Al Korns. And we hope you'll join us next Sunday night from 8 to 10 for some of the finest in modern stream jazz. In fact, we're here every Sunday night, so you'll come back and visit us for some swinging sounds. So how are we going to close out the show, Al?
Next, we'll hear from Buddy Tate in a group that also includes Buck Clayton. And like a lot of this work that they did together, they always seem to gather in a few great Basie alumni. So in addition to Buddy on tenor sax here and Buck Clayton on trumpet, we'll also hear from Dickie Wells on trombone, Earl Warren on alto sax, Skip Hall on piano, and Chauncey Westbrook on guitar, Aaron Bell on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. This is from a Felsted LP released in 1958 entitled Swinging Like Tate, and they're going to do a tune that Buddy wrote entitled Rompin' with Buck. Thank you.